How we cope and move forward after tragedy is different for everyone. For rapper Absol, taking time off was part of processing his pain. And a note before we continue, the subject of suicide comes up in this story. Back in 2012, the singer Allori Joe killed herself. She was Absol's longtime girlfriend, his high school sweetheart, actually. It's a pain he's carried for 10 years. He's lost other friends along the way. During the height of the pandemic, Absol attempted to take his own life, what he's called a suicidal blackout. Now, after a lengthy hiatus, he's back with a new album. It's titled after his real name, Herbert.
I fought that fight. I fought like hell. I ran that race. I tripped, I fell. I got right back up. Quick, they call him for backup. I might bend him like Beckham. Spin around and pull right back up. Can't be faded like haircuts.
This new album plays like a memoir, as Absol comes to terms with how grief changed him.
I felt the disconnect between the people that mattered to me most. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I became isolated. And on my behalf, it's not like they left me like, oh, we're not messing with you no more, bro. But they're like, yo, come hang out. Why you not popping out? You get what I'm saying?
So you left them.
I realized this, and I was like, you know what? Let me take a year off and, like, really reset. I just feel like I've been rapping every day relentlessly since I was a child, since I was, like 12
years
13
old,
years.
Right? Yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm the rapper's rapper. You know, I love it. I took, like, a year and a half off. No writing, no recording. I even really stop listening to music so much because I didn't want to get too much external influence.
They will never understand Herbert Anthony, how I handle trying to battle my insanity, how I play dodgeball with all the vanity, how I share my life like charity, how I kept the fear of God in humanity.
What you just said makes a ton of sense in what you named the album, which is Herbert. Your name is Herbert Anthony Stevens IV, and you kind of realizing that you were kind of separating yourself from everyone and then pulling yourself back went into the name of the album. Because I always wonder when a rapper who has a stage name names an album under their real name, like Jay-Z, Life and Times of John Carter, Eminem, Marshall Mathers, even Queen Latifah, the Dana Owens album. I mean, I always wonder what that change is about.
Those were great examples. I think that for me, it was a way to make sure that my foundation is sturdy. I didn't want to have the most punchlines, the most metaphors, because that's what I'm known for.
I know, but when you say that you're the rapper's rapper, so I'm surprised
right.
to hear you say that that's how you approach this album, considering your long history of maybe doing it different.
Okay, like for example, It Be Like That. That was one of the most difficult songs that I've ever written. Because I went into it, I am not going to have one metaphor, not one simile. I am just going to say how I feel on this song.
My words don't rhyme no more. My life ain't live no more. My heights ain't high, they low. I ain't got time no more. Luck ain't on my side no more. I can't touch the sky no more.
And it was so difficult for me, man, because I started seeing how I actually write.
So let me ask you this then. In Do Better, a reference to your own suicide attempt, I mean, what was the thought on that, on addressing that song that way?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that. I made the majority of this album prior to my incident. Do Better was recorded before my incident.
Said I gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta pick up the pieces and master the puzzle upon us. Put the man in the mirror and the eye and be honest. Slow down time, get back in line with my chakras.
I had started going to therapy already, so I was already open.
Yeah.
That's what created that vibe. Now, after I did what I did, I'm sitting with my boy Musa, and, you know, we're crying together. You know, he's just happy that I'm alive, you know.
Yeah.
So for him to come back later and say, this is your testimony, this is what the people love you for. People tell me, like, that I've saved their lives. They may not mean that literally, but
I think they probably do.
For the record, I always reciprocate that. No, because you saved mine. By these people giving me a voice, they saved my life.
Gotta do better. Gotta do better today. Gotta do better before it's too late. Shame stuck to my face.
I found that hip-hop artists, especially in the last few years, have spoken more openly about mental health issues
I'm hoping that it is not just becoming a trendy thing, like the mental health, go get therapy. I'm hoping that, you know, people are doing this with intent. I'm hoping that there aren't people that are just going to therapy because they heard one of their favorite rappers do it. You have to find a therapist that you connect with, if you're able to, with a goal to unpack trauma, to be their best.
Now, when I got the album, Herbert emailed to me, and I clicked play. Before you even start rapping, the first thing I heard in Message in a Bottle is your grandmother. She makes an appearance. Let's listen to your grandmother give you, Herbert, a message.
Hey, Herb. It's Grandma. I found the scripture, and I thought about you. It says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Mark 8:36. Herb, I'm praying for you. Grandma, I love you.
Yeah.
So, Herb, what do you think about this particular verse made her think of you? Because, I mean, if my grandma called me and told me that this particular verse made her think of me, I'd be like evaluating myself. I'd be like wondering, why would she pick that verse?
Oh, well, obviously my grandma, you know, was aware. This was after my incident. I'm sure I was heavy on her heart. Me and my grandma do talk often. We're connected. That didn't bother, like, I didn't consider why she would hit me with that. It was just profound. She knows I'm good. She can hear it in my voice. She knows where my heart is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her now. I'm going to call her and ask her now. Like, Grandma, why did you send me that? Did it mean something else?
Yeah.
I just thought it was tight because my grandma still prayed for me. I'm grateful that my grandma's still alive, you know? But I'm going to ask her now.
It's kill or be killed, not Hillary healed. Fake is the new real.
That is artist Ab Soul. His new album is called Herbert. Thank you very much for sharing your time with us.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
The last dragon, flamethrower.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those three digits, 988.